Hi, this is Seggy Isho, and you're behind the mic with Sync Fanchat.
Wah, 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 Chaser.
You're behind the mic with Straight Old Chaser.
Official podcast show.
Yeah,
Chaser.
You're behind the mic,
Chaser.
You're behind the mic for news, interviews, and more.
You came to our show. You live on the website, but still you want more.
So
Shayna, Kathy, Dave, and Tina, ready to go. S&C Fan Chat, time for the show.
Hey Chasers, this is Shayna.
Hey, this is Dave.
Hey guys, this is Tina, and you're listening to S&C Fan Chat, Behind the Mic with Straighten and Chaser.
We have an action-packed show for you today. We have a great interview and a bunch of little surprises, so we hope that you enjoy. First up, we have an interview with none other than Seggy Isho, so we hope that you enjoy this fantastic, slightly tear-jerking, and hilarious interview with Seggy. Hey, Chasers, this is Shayna.
This is Dave.
And this is Tina with S&C Fan Chat, Behind the Mic with Straight No Chaser. We have with us today S&C's trumpet-playing, sports-loving, movie-going baritone, and vocal percussionist, Seggy Isho. And
that'd
the crowd
been a
wild.
That would have been a perfect time for Shayna to say, holla.
Would you like a free
Yeah, I know. It's not a holla-worthy moment.
You can edit that one in.
Yeah, I don't think so. So to start everything off, how have you been since we last had with you? I think it was maybe
a long
year
time
and a half
ago.
Yeah, a really long time ago.
Yeah, I think it's been a couple of years. I've been great. You know, everything with Straight No Chaser is going really well. Everything outside of Straight No Chaser is going really well, so I can't complain. But yeah, I've been great. I've been getting older and wiser, and everything is just kind of going smoothly right now. I'm looking forward to that trend continuing.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Seggy, it seems that 2012 has really been a really busy, busy year. Looking back, can you pick just one thing as the highlight for the first half of 2012?
You know, we get that question all the time, you know, can you pick a favorite city or venue or experience? And it's very difficult, you know, with the amount of things we do, it's hard to remember everything in sequence and in context and when it happened. And you kind of have to sit down and really go through, like looking at a calendar and piecing everything together. It's kind of a whirlwind. But, you know, 2012 has been incredible. I think couple things that stand out just right off the top of my head, you know, our experience in the UK was awesome. You know, we had no idea what to expect over there. We were thinking we were going to go there and arrive at a venue, perform for like 7 people who got free tickets just because they walked by. But that wasn't the case at all. You know, we were really well received. People somehow knew who we were. And they really enjoyed the shows, and you know, they stayed after for the meet and greet line and everything, and it was really cool. I mean, it's one thing to go to Chicago or go to, you know, back to Bloomington and have people, you know, knowledgeable about Straight No Chaser, but I mean, going overseas, that was really an eye opener. Like, wow, this is bigger than I think any of us in the group actually realize it is. And that was a really, really cool and humbling experience. And then, you know, just because it's so fresh in my mind, the whole recording process of this latest album has just been incredible. Yeah, we've got a lot of incredible things in store for all the fans and for ourselves, selfishly, on this album. But it was a really cool experience. And, yeah, just looking forward to putting that in everyone's hands.
Great.
So, speaking of being overseas, did anyone ever ask you if you were a member of Jersey Shore?
No. No one ever asked me if I was a member of Jersey Shore. Magic Mike all the time, though. All the time.
Of course, because Magic Mike was out in early 2012.
Well, they had seen the previews. I don't know.
Good news travels fast. Good news travels fast. So, what are you looking forward to the most as 2012 continues to progress?
The cruise. I'm looking forward to getting on a ship again. It's been a couple of years since I sang on a cruise ship, and it's going to be cool to get back and perform on a ship again and to see my parents on a cruise ship and see how they react if they get seasick and whatnot. And to see all the fans try to deal with the ship going left and right and seeing them kind of run into walls and such. And the tour, I'm looking forward to the tour, but mostly I think it's the album release. You know, we're hoping for early November, late October. It's going to be really special. I mean, I can't say why, and I can't say anything else about it, but I just can say that this is by far the best work we've ever done. You know, we brought in some top-notch producers, and they really brought our A-game out, you know, on every note that came out of our mouths. It was such an incredible experience, and it's going to be really cool to see the reaction once this album is released.
I feel like I visited the studio on the wrong day.
No, it was perfect. We planned it that way.
Oh, okay. Great.
So, Seggy, you got back from another round of summer one-off shows in various cities around the country. If you were forced, and I mean really forced, we twisted your hand behind your back and said, what is your favorite city and why?
Again, such a tough question. For me, I think it's got to be anytime I go back home to the Detroit area. You know, my family comes out in full force. I'm talking like 70 people, and they represent, and it's really special for me on stage, you know, getting back to, you know, where I grew up and putting on a show for my friends and my family and my former teachers. And it's, you know, I think if you ask any guy in the group, they're going to give you the same answer. It's just a really special feeling. But from this last round of summer shows, when we were out in Connecticut, we got a chance to go over to ESPN and get a little private tour of ESPN and check out all the sets. So that was really cool. One of the sweet perks of this crazy, crazy job we have.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So are all 70 family members going on the cruise?
No, they're not all coming on the cruise.
Well, speaking of the cruise, can you tell us what you're looking forward to the most about the first ever Straight No Chaser cruise?
Just getting back on the ship and acclimating to ship life. I know it's only going to be for a couple days this time as opposed to 6 months, but it's really easy to get lost on the ship. And I remember my first week working on the ships, it was really overwhelming. Like, you really had no idea where you were at any given time. Like, you'd be walking down the hall and, like, trying your key on this door, and you're like, wow, I'm, like, 14 floors away from my room. Awesome. But it's going to be fun to do, you know, like, songs from our first Atlantic City run and songs from college and the throwback songs. And it's going to be fun to do the new stuff. So I'm looking forward to everything A to Z. It's going to be awesome.
Kind of a follow-up to that. So I know that you have done cruise ships before and stuff like that. So how does performing and being on a cruise ship differ from going on tour with the tour bus and everything?
There's nowhere to park on the ship. That's the biggest problem. Working on the ship was cool. I mean, we weren't the main attraction. I think that's the biggest difference, you know. But we sang in a barbershop quartet style a cappella, and we would sing in the cafe when everyone was walking out of the show, the main show, and like exiting back to the casino and the bars and the restaurants and the rooms and whatnot. So we weren't like the main attraction. We were just kind of like a added bonus that they would throw in. So the shows were a lot looser, you know. I mean, we'd have drinks in hand in most of the sets. I don't know if we were supposed to or not, but we just did anyway. So I think that's the biggest difference. You know, we weren't the main draw, and it was really loose, and it was kind of redundant because we used to sing the same songs every night, and it was.
Right.
it wasn't the best songs. It was a lot of like cheesy, like old doo-wop that, you know, it's fun, but once you sing them like for 6 months, you're kind of done with it.
Well, switching gears a little bit, as you may or may not know, we like to ask a few of our fellow S&C fans if they have any questions that they'd like to ask the guys. So Chaser Maria Fulton mentioned that in the movie medley, you sing what can only be described as a very high tenor part in the Titanic bit. She's amazed at your range and was wondering, why are you listed as a baritone since you can hit such high notes? I'm kidding. I added the last part.
What was the last part? I missed it.
She said, why are you listed as a baritone since you can hit notes so high? And I added that only dogs can hear. That was, I totally
Got it. Clever. I see what you did there. You know, it's usually baritones that have the highest falsetto, traditionally. But chest voice, I mean, yeah, I'm definitely a baritone. You know, I can sing comfortably up to a G, but anything above that in my chest voice is going to sound like I'm really, really trying to trying to hit those notes. So yeah, I've got falsetto, but you know, my chest voice is kind of lower. But growing up, I was like a supreme tenor one. I used to sing super, super high when I was younger. It was kind of freaky. And then I went through puberty and now I'm baritones. So that's how it goes.
Awesome. Very interesting. So Matt in Enfield, Connecticut wanted us to ask if there's any chance of Straight No Chaser ever recording a live album. Because he says that as much as he loves the studio albums, there's something magical about seeing you perform live, and he would love to be able to listen to it.
Well, if we did that, he wouldn't have to come to a show. So, I don't know. I think a live album could be in the works down the line. It's tough to do when we're on the road because there's so much that goes into it on the actual night of recording a live show. And it's really hard to throw together in the middle of a tour, especially when our voices might be tired from the long tour or not in shape at the beginning of the tour. So it's kind of tough to do. But yeah, definitely in the future, I think we're going to, you know, consider putting out a live album.
Okay, cool.
So, Seggy, you know, we get listeners, brand new listeners to the S&C fan chat, you know, every month, every week, every day. You know, and, you know, we're getting new fans listening to you, and, you know, they're learning about you. And so for some of our listeners that don't know you, you were classically trained in trumpet, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we noticed that on your SNCmusic.com profile, you said that you really love listening to classical music. Why is that?
Well, I think just like anything else, it's nice to get back to the roots of things. You know, music was never more pure than it was back then when, you know, it had just evolved from music's harmony started from this guy, I think his name was Boethius, who was walking near a steel mill one day and he heard the workers hitting hammers and they were pounding the steel with the hammers. Now, they had different size hammers, and the sound that each hammer made was a different pitch. So he was the guy that discovered harmony, and then that's exploded into music today. And, you know, there were a couple of steps in between there, but it's cool to get back to the roots. And classical music is just so dramatic. You know, there's so many highs and lows just within one piece. You know, one movement is really high energy, super, you know, exciting and celebratory. Then the next movement is kind of tragic and dark and sad, and then it gets back to happy. You know, like actually just before this call, I was watching the movie Anonymous, which is about William Shakespeare. So just like a writer, you know, enjoys reading, you know, works from Shakespeare and old school writers, it's, you know, getting back to the roots and seeing how pure it was, you know, before it was altered by all the technology and all the stuff since then. But, you know, I think it's so different from anything that's around today. Classical music, you can just kind of dive into it and you know, almost create your own story to what the music is saying. You know, there's no lyrics, so you just kind of just make up your own story.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's dramatic. It's really dramatic.
Very well said, sir. Very well said.
What kind of music do you listen to other than Straight No Chaser night after night? After night.
After night. I got to admit, I don't listen to a lot of Straight No Chaser. I get to hear it every night.
lucky guy.
I'm actually, you know, I have a very wide range of music that I like. You know, I'm really into electronic music, you know, house music, trance, techno, dance music, dubstep, you know, stuff like that. And I think I'm the only guy in the group that enjoys that. You know, I like listening to that because I can kind of just turn my brain off when I'm listening to something with like a crazy beat and like a lot of different sounds going on. I don't really have to concentrate on it, like a classical piece or something with words that you have to kind of listen to and understand the story of the song. So, you know, I listen to pretty much anything. You know, I don't listen to a lot of country, but I listen to, you know, I'm a big Dave Matthews fan, probably not as big as Randog, but I'm a big Dave Matthews fan. Trying to think of what's, like, in my iTunes right now that's good. Let me look really quick. Let's see. You know, Dave Barnes, Daniel Merriweather, Ernie Halter, Gabe Dixon, Gavin DeGraw, Justin Bieber, love my Biebs. His new album is awesome. I know a lot of people hate on Justin Bieber, but he's a really talented kid, and I like his music.
There you go.
Rodrigo y Gabriela, The Script, Radiohead. Yeah, I've got a little bit of everything.
What is it about a song or an artist that really grabs your attention?
I think for me, mostly, it's just the feel of the song. You know, if it's got a really cool beat, something you need to dance to or drive to, that gets me a catchy hook, you know, a chorus that is big and singable. You know, a lot of artists try to overdo things in their music and overcomplicate the chorus and the bridge and the verses. Those songs generally don't stick. You know, what are the songs that stick? The songs that everybody can sing. You know, it's not too hard and it's not too complicated. So, you know, I enjoy stuff like that. You know, Bieber's good at doing stuff like that, and his writers or whoever's writing his stuff for him. But I think that, you know, stuff like that, stuff that's simple, a little less complicated.
All right.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Cool. What would you say is your favorite part about being a professional musician?
My favorite semi-professional musician. I think my favorite part about being a professional musician is being a professional musician. Being able to make a living doing what I love, you know. I think for all of us, it's been really special. You know, we all had, you know, that break in between college and when we got signed. When we were working, you know, regular jobs, 8 to 5 every day in the office, khakis tucked in, buttoned down, you know, and we may have enjoyed our jobs, but it wasn't our true passion. It wasn't, you know, what we thought our purpose was. And to be able to get back and actually do that, I think that's there's no better reason to enjoy doing what you do than to just enjoy doing what you do. Man, I'm just killing it with the bumper stickers right now.
That was very deep.
Someone should be writing these down. You could sell a lot of T-shirts.
Well, they are being recorded, so any chasers out there that want to make Siggy bumper stickers could be a potential business right there.
Why do you believe Straight No Chaser has succeeded in an industry where so many others have failed?
That's such a tough question. I mean, I don't know if it's just been one thing, you know. It's so different with us, I think, on so many different levels, you know. I think for anyone to really get Straight No Chaser, they have to see the show. You know, you could listen to the album and it sounds great and it's like, cool, whatever, acapella, yay. But when you, you know, you come see the show, you're part of an experience. You're not just sitting and watching the show. You know, I feel like we're good at tearing down the fourth wall, the barrier between us and the audience. And, you know, we loop you guys in on some of our inside jokes. And it's just an overall experience. You know, some people like coming to the shows more so for the banter than the music, and vice versa. I think I just saw someone right on our Facebook wall that they wish there was less talking and more singing in one of our shows, which is funny and it's fine, but it's, you know, to each their own. Some people enjoy that stuff, some people don't. But I think to really get what we do is to see us live, and we perform so much that we give everybody a chance to see us live. And I think that's why we've succeeded, and, you know, we've got the perfect team in place, you know, with Stiletto and with Atlantic and everyone being so supportive. And I think we don't really try to manufacture anything. We are us, and that's all we try to portray. We don't try to put on these, you know, personas that we don't really have. You know, you can tell each guy's real personality just by coming to a show or just by meeting us for 5 minutes. You'll know who's the clown, you'll know who's the serious one, you'll know who's the quiet one. You know, and I think that has a big part of it. You know, we don't try to force a certain image or whatever. We don't try to really manufacture anything, like I said. It's very organic and it's very raw. And we let all the fans do all the marketing for us. I mean, you guys are the ones out there spreading the word, and you guys are, you know, responsible for filling the audiences every night. We have very little to do with that. So I think it's the right fan base and the right attitude towards, you know, being on stage.
It's all family. It's all family. And I know we love doing it for you, too.
Absolutely. And we appreciate that.
So, Sagi, we've been asking this question to all the guys lately, and so why not ask it to you? Outside the other nine guys of Straight No Chaser, if you could get any musician, living or dead, who would be in your dream band?
Oh, man, so tough. Living or dead? Dead, I think you got to go, oh, man, it's tough. I'd either go Frank Sinatra or Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And alive, oh, man, alive. I could do, like, the typical, like, pick the hottest chick out there answer, but I'm not going to. alive, like, oh, man, it's also tough. I think it'd be really cool to do something with Bruno Mars. I think he's got a very similar vibe to us. And how he performs and how he writes his music. I'm blanking on anyone else. Obviously, the Biebs. That'd be cool. Yeah, I'll just stick with those four for now. My answer will probably change in 20 minutes, but that's all right.
Well, if you feel the need to do so, we can revisit this question.
Mm-hmm. All right, Seggy. The question we've been waiting to ask all interview. Do you have any super secret or not so super secret news that you can tell us today so that we can say you heard it here first on S&C Fan Chat?
Let me think.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do I have any secrets?
And remember, this is a PG program, so.
Hey, I got an idea. Not to interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt. Here's an idea, Seggy. What is your favorite song on the new CD coming out this fall?
That I can tell you. You heard it here first. You heard it here first on the Straight No Chaser Fan Chat. Although we haven't determined the order, my favorite song on the new CD that officially has a title is track number 5.
Oh.
You heard it here first, folks.
Okay, how about this? Will you tell us the title of the EP?
Yes, the title of the new CD, which is not an EP, is called TBA. to be announced.
That's fantastic.
Hey, Seggy. Here's a question for you from Madison Heights, Michigan. You've probably had some fabulous musical mentors when you were younger, let's say seventh grade. Can you tell us about some of your music teachers?
Yeah, in seventh grade, I think the most influential music teacher to me in seventh grade was band, for sure. Mr. McLaughlin. How you doing, Miss Hinalang?
I'm doing great.
How did they find
you?
You?
Oh, I'm easy to find.
Seriously, you guys are, man, you guys should go into, like, being private eyes.
Yeah, witness protection.
The opposite. You could find people. Shayna could probably find people that are in witness protection.
Really?
which is kind of scary.
We take our interviewing jobs very seriously.
So, listeners, we pulled a fast one off on Siggy. And Shayna or Tina, would you be wonderful in introducing our surprise guest to all our listeners?
Well, we have on the line Ms. Jo Lynn, and she is Seggy's seventh grade music teacher. And I'm sure that she has tons of great stuff to tell us about, Seggy.
Oh, man. Not just stuff. She probably has videos.
I have videos, and I'm selling them.
Okay, there you go.
There you go, Jason.
Just so you know, Ms. Hinalang, it's probably going to cost you more to ship those than you're going to make selling them. So just a heads up.
I don't think so.
No, Ms. Hinalang was my show choir teacher in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and a big influence in my life, not just musically. You know, she was like a second mother to me and a very good friend, you know, my whole life. And I think she's the one that really got me to break out of my shell and to be the clown that I am today. You know, she would run her class pretty strict, but she would allow for individual personalities to come out, you know, and myself and my buddy TJ and, you know, a couple of our peers were just kind of idiots. And she would she'd kind of help us, you know, hone that in and use it to our advantage, not just to be clowns, but to use it effectively. And I think she's responsible for a lot of that you see on stage. So thank you for that. Checks in the mail.
Good. Well, I am so proud of you, and just listening to you today, I'm just so proud of you, not only musically, but just the person you are. And all of your teachers that you know, I know, we're all so proud of you.
I appreciate that. It means a lot, and it's really special to be able to make your teachers proud, and you know, and I've gotten the chance to see some of my former teachers at shows. You know, Miss Hinalang has come to some shows. Miss McKinnon has come to some shows. Miss Anderson from elementary school, my first grade teacher, has come to shows. You know, Mr. Toma, my band director from high school, came to shows. It's just really cool. You know, it's like, all right, well, you taught me all of this. Now here's me putting it all together finally getting it and putting it all together. And, you know, you can look to the person next to you and be like, I'm responsible for that. You know, I made that. That's all me. So you guys need to take all the credit.
Well, we just couldn't be any prouder. We love seeing you and couldn't be any prouder.
I appreciate that, Ms. Hinalang.
Wow.
I'm all almost teary-eyed.
Almost
now.
Makes you want to choke up a little bit. You know what, Seggy? You know what is really cool? And listeners, I don't know if you've noticed, but the respect that Seggy gives to all of his mentors, the Mr., the Mrs., the Miss, it's not a first name basis, is it, Seggy? You really have a deep heart for some of your educators, don't you?
Yeah, I just, it'd be weird to call her Jo Lynn. You know, like some of the kids I graduated with will call her Jolynn, and it's just weird. Like, no, she's Miss Hinnelang. She'll always be Miss Hinnelang. Like, she is a teacher and, you know, a giver of education, so she will be addressed as such.
Yeah, very cool.
Wow.
Very, very, very cool, sir. So, hey, I got a question, and Jolynn, I want to ask you the question, too. I'm going to ask Sagi, but then I want to ask you. It's I think it's both in, it's in your both ballparks here. So, Sagi, do you have any advice for young people who are interested in pursuing the arts?
Oh, yeah. Wait for this one. Listen to your teachers. Listen to your teachers. They're not stupid. They know what they're talking about. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. And perform as much as you can in front of whoever you can. You know, don't make excuses like I'm nervous or whatever, I'm scared or I'm embarrassed. Get out there and perform, because if you don't, someone will, and they'll get that spot ahead of you. And, you know, don't give up on your dream and your goals, you know. Even if you don't get there, it's the journey of trying and learning from not making it, you know, it's huge. You know, all of us were aspiring to be something in music, and, you know, all of us were, you know, doing music, but not, you know, at the level we wanted to be until Straight No Chaser, and then, you know, we got to do what we wanted to do. But I think if we never had that journey of, you know, kind of like dealing with disappointment, dealing with, you know, not getting your way or something not going in your favor, you know, it makes you who you are. And let's see, what other advice do I have? Advice for the choir teachers in middle school who complain about not having enough guys in their class. All you have to do is say, listen, you're a teenage kid. You are just now learning about girls. Well, the best way, your best odds are not anywhere else but in the choir room. And it's so true. So just tell them, like, hey, you want to get the chicks? Join choir. It works. but, yeah, you know, everyone always says it, and listen to your teachers and practice and perform. But it's so true, and it's as easy as that. It's all about fundamentals. And something one of my college professors told me is there's no such thing as practice makes perfect. It's not true. That what the saying should be is perfect practice makes perfect. You know, like what you do in rehearsal is going to be what you end up doing on stage. If you give it half an effort in rehearsal, you're probably going to give, you know, 60% on stage, you know. Practice the way you perform. You know, make sure you're doing everything the way, like 100% every time. Otherwise, don't waste your time. Just don't even practice.
Wow.
That is some awesome advice, Seggy. Thank you. Thank you ever so much. So,
of course.
Now, Jolynn, you've heard the question. You heard Seggy, and you know, no cheating from your student. Now, I'm going to ask the same thing.
Well, I totally agree with him. I was going to say, you just have to take every single opportunity you have that comes before you to perform, good, bad, high, low. Seggy, same for a lot of Rotary clubs, Kiwanis Club, for the student field day. I mean, every opportunity they had, they were performing. And sometimes got rejected, sometimes didn't, but you just perform every single time that you have an opportunity to. And, you know, the parts are going to come to you. Sooner or later, it's going to happen for you.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Just for the record, I was never rejected. I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay.
Right.
I know you weren't, but other people were.
Hey,
Jolynn, I'm just curious, Jolynn, why do you remember this guy so well? I mean, he is seventh grade. Come on, how many years ago was that?
Like six.
Well, Seggy was part of a trio,
and they were just wonderful. There were two seventh grade guys and an eighth grade girl, and they were asked to sing the national anthem for a student assembly one day, and they were just so amazing that the school superintendent said they should be singing for the Detroit Tigers. So we went and made a demo tape and sent that in, and they ended up singing for the Tigers and the Detroit Pistons.
No way!
And then they got they started doing corporate events around town for Chrysler, for any company. They would put on an hour and a half show singing Broadway tunes. And these guys were in middle school.
Wow.
So they did every civic organization, I mean, every church group. We were singing all the time, and we all liked it. I liked it included because we got out of school to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was fun. But, no, and then I got to be really good friends with Seggy's mom and dad, and, I mean, it's just, you know, Seggy is like a son to me. So we're still in touch.
That's
yep.
Great.
Also, I'm hilarious. I was loud, and I was probably really obnoxious, so it probably was hard for any teacher to forget me.
No, Seggy was actually hilarious. Another Mrs. Kenyon and I, Seggy, you remember?
Yep.
Brother Love's Travel and Salvation show.
Oh, yeah.
Seggy had us in tears laughing at his performance. So, no, we just enjoyed the kids, and we knew how talented they were. And a little aside is after that group left and went to high school, other parents would ask me, are you going to replace the group? Are you going to do that again? And no, I wouldn't do that again because nobody else could do that again, what they did. So he was a very special kid.
Aww.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Good find, Shayna and Tina and Dave. Good find. And getting this into England.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much to both Seggy and Jolynn for joining us for this interview. We've had a great time chatting with both of you. But one last thing we'd like to ask you, Seggy, before you go. Do you have anything you want to say to the loyal chasers who are listening to the podcast right now?
Yeah, and I say it every time, and I said it in a recent interview. Just a simple thank you, you know. I can't stress enough just how indebted we all are to all the fans. I mean, and I know it's cliche to say that, but I don't think anyone really means it as much as Straight No Chaser out of any artist in the world, because I don't think anybody has the type of fans we have. I mean, I'm on SNC Fan Chat right now, which was born from our fans. Like, that is so cool. And the SNC Quarter Notes, subscribe to that. That was born from the fans. Like, that, all that stuff is so cool, and I don't know anyone else who does that for anyone else. And it's just really great support, and it's fun. It's fun for all of us to say that we have fans. So thank you all, and go buy this new album. I wish I could tell you all the details about it, but I can't. they'll put a hit out on me, but. Just buy it. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. Jolynn, do you have any closing remarks or anything you'd like to say to any Straight No Chaser fans or anybody that might be listening to this?
No, just that it's a great show, and I've seen it several times. I'm going to see it again in December, and you'll love it.
Hey, December, that's Christmas. Just in time for the new CD coming out. Fans.
That's true. Great Christmas gift.
What a great opportunity. Music makes a beautiful, wonderful Christmas gift. Buy a dozen. Give them to your friends at work.
You should do infomercials, Dave.
Okay. I think I just did.
You should definitely do infomercials.
We can do SNC Fan Chat infomercials. Film
there
them and
go.
Put them up on a YouTube channel or something.
Nice. That'd be hilarious.
Well, hey, guys. Jolynn, Seggy, thanks again for taking the time out of your day. Seggy, taking the time out touring, chatting with us.
That
I mean, you're on your downtime. You took time out of your little vacation here. Thanks again.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, man, and it's the least I can do.
It was really fun. And thanks again to Joe Lynn. Thank you again for taking the time out of your busy day to come and surprise Seggy on our little interview fan chat. We really appreciate the time that you took out and all the correspondence and everything. Thank you so much for doing this.
All right. I loved it.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Lang. That was really
okay.
That was a cool treat for me.
Okay. I'll see you in December.
Yes, ma'am. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Again, another outstanding interview, guys.
And a huge shout-out and thank you to Joe Lynn once again for joining us for the interview. We hope that you Chasers were surprised to hear her and enjoyed the little anecdotes that she shared with us about Seggy when he was just a young middle school student.
Hey, and a special shout-out to Seggy for being a really great sport about all this, because we always seem to give Seggy, I'm not going to say a hard time, but we make his interviews a little interesting, you know?
Yes, we and do. It keeps him on his toes, so maybe we'll do something next time, or maybe we won't. And then he'll just be, if we don't do anything, he'll be paranoid on our next interview. It'll be very fun. It'll be very fun. He's going to think that his mom is going to be on the line or something, and yeah. It'll be fun.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, so Chasers, we hope that you've also enjoyed our interview with Seggy this evening.
If you want to let us know what you think about the interview, please send us an email at sncfanchat@gmail.com. Once again, that is sncfanchat@gmail.com. We hope that you liked the interview, and be sure to let us know if you did. And if you didn't, then hate mail goes to dave.white@gmail.com.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, so moving on to nudes.
Nice. I always enjoy Dave's sound effects. I look forward to them every single fan chat. Seriously. He kind of reminds me of the, it's going to sound so politically incorrect, the black guy from Police Academy. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. He's awesome, man. Awesome.
Anyways, Shana has no idea what we're talking about.
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. I'm just laughing as if I know what you're talking about, but I really don't.
I think Police Academy was actually before Shana was even born.
Honestly, I think it was. I really think it was.
Anyway, moving on.
Now that we've bird walked a little bit, let's get on to some news. First thing on the agenda is, I don't know if you guys have seen this online or not, but Straight No Chaser is going to be featured on CeeLo Green's newest holiday album.
Wow. No, I didn't see that.
What a prestigious honor for CeeLo to have these 10 guys on his album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was
very lucky.
Yeah, hey, Tina, do me a favor. Just because, and people, I'm sorry, I just don't know everything. Tina, who is CeeLo Green?
Honestly, I have no idea. I'm just kidding. CeeLo Green is a music artist. He mainly sings R&B, so I will be interested to hear how the guys add to his holiday album. Very, very popular R&B and pop star. And also, doesn't he judge?
The Voice.
The Voice.
On NBC, yes.
On NBC.
Boom, boom, boom.
Dun, dun, dun. So, yes, congratulations to the guys for being able to do that together. I would love to hear how that came about.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
yeah,
that would be a great question to ask whoever it is we interview next, if you have a thought, by the way, who you think we're going to interview us next. Send us an email to sncfanchat@gmail.com, and somebody might get it correctly. You might have some prizes from the prize stash. We'll have to look and see.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very
and
cool.
I heard... And this might just be a rumor, but I heard that they're actually going to be singing Grinch, Your Mean One Mr. Grinch, with him.
Ah.
But that is just rumor mill. So, Chasers, discuss. feel free to tell me if I'm right, tell me if I'm wrong, if I heard, if it's just my imagination that I heard what I heard. But yeah, it's rumor mill, so let's get the rumor started.
Nice.
Hey guys, three new dates just recently announced last week, adding on to the fall and winter tour for Kansas, California, and Connecticut, actually. Kentucky's on my mind because I just drove through the state a couple days ago. So, again, Kansas, California, and Kentucky. And you know what? This fall-winter tour just keeps stacking up, guys, and it's not far away, October 24th. And they're going to be busy right from that all the way until the end of December. Exciting, exciting, exciting. Chasers, fans, listeners, new listeners, anybody, again, tickets. Go to sncmusic.com, click the tour tab, and that'll get you to the tickets. It's a piece of cake, right, guys?
Piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of cake, I got some in the refrigerator. All right.
Hey, David, can you get me some cake, too?
Yeah, it's an Oreo cake. It's really good.
Ooh.
It's got this whipped marshmallow frosting on it, and it's got the Oreo crumbs, and it's chocolate. Oh, wait.
All right, guys, let's wrap this up so I can have some cake.
Yeah, this is not the food channel. This is not the food channel. This is SNC Fan Chat. Okay, so, yeah. So,
anyway,
check out them dates and go grab them tickets.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of performances, the concert themes for the first ever SNC Cruise has been announced.
What?
Well,
there's a cruise?
No, I'm just
when
making it up,
happen?
Dave.
Oh, man. No, hey, you know what? It's less than a month, isn't it, Shane and Dina?
I can't believe it. Wow. You got here very quickly. Yeah. But anyway, okay, so Cruise Info Week was early in August, and they announced two of the three concert themes for SNC's Cruise. So the first concert is going to be Best of Atlantic City. So Straight No Chaser is probably going to be performing some of their favorite songs from their 2 years or their two summer runs at Atlantic City. So if you didn't get a chance to go to Harrah's Len, you can see some of their performances now, and I'm sure that it'll be awesome, an awesome concert. And their second concert will be Christmas in October, because who doesn't love Christmas songs in the middle of the ocean?
Oh, boy.
And how.
Yes.
And you know what? Yep. You know, I was looking here, Shana, that there's a third concert, and for some reason, they purposely are not saying what the third concert is.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting.
Now, see, I'm kind of confused, because I don't know if it's three Straight No Chaser concerts, and then, because I know they're going to do solo concerts too, like solo work from the individual members of the group. I know that Mike and Jerome and Ryan, I think, were planning some of their material, but I don't know if that's in addition to these three concerts or if that is one of the three concerts. So,
yeah, it's going to be fun.
It should be interesting,
It should be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? In addition to all those concerts, there's some very special events being planned or already in the works. Just recently announced, Walt and Don, they're going to be hosting a Scotch tasting event. And you know what? I like my whiskey. Scotch is a different animal altogether. I'm interested in this. No? I'm thinking about partaking in this this little special event. Scotch tasting. And then also in the lines of alcohol, I'm not going to say alcoholism. That wouldn't be right. No, alcohol. Alcohol. It's a good thing. When used properly, of course.
And responsibly. And responsibly.
This is just spiraling down, further and further.
Wine and cheese, and they go really hand in hand. I mean,
mean, when you wine, people ask you if you want some cheese with your wine. You know, Dave Roberts is going to be hosting that little event, so that'll be cool. Now, this is something, and I've said this already, this is going to be a vacation. I'm aerobics and circuit training event, or I'm not sure who's doing this. I'm sure the athletic guys that we all know, you know, like, help me out. I know Dave and Tyler are athletic, and just about all the guys are athletic. I'm not going to do this. I might cheer everybody on, okay? So that'll be cool, yeah. And I know there's some chasers that are going to get their sweats out, and they're going to be doing this too. So be great, great. What else? Oh, hey, karaoke. Yeah. Let's see, everybody get a chance for the microphone. That'll be cool.
You get to see your fellow chasers karaoke-ing it up. Karaoke-ing
mm-hmm.
it up.
Yeah.
So that should be fun.
Also, there's
or
a,
not.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on who's at the microphone.
It also depends
also,
on how
see.
Much of the scotch or wine that you had to drink.
Definitely.
That has
definitely.
A big place in karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Also, guys, for more fun events, we've got an 80s party. So bring your, I will say hairspray. And your shin warmers. Isn't that what they had, Dave, in the 80s?
Leg warmers?
Leg warmers, yes.
Like,
shin legs.
Neon colored leg warmers and slouch socks.
And your neon colors.
All I get pictures of is Olivia Newton-John doing physical. You know, that's what I'm saying.
There you go. Now we also know which of the events that Dave is going to frequent.
Yeah.
So we've got the 80s party. We also have... get this, an album preview. Okay, Chasers, this is where you want to listen if you've been tuning out because of our antics. Straight No Chaser is going to be previewing their upcoming studio album. You guys are going to be the first to hear about songs on the album. So this is a must-attend event on the S&C Cruise. You don't want to miss this.
So go. So do it. And then come
believe.
Back and tell me.
That's right.
Well, either
go
that or,
and then tweet
either
us.
Either that or I'm going to be sworn to secrecy.
Right.
Sworn to secrecy. Secrecy, smeekacy.
Nice.
I probably shouldn't say that since I was in the studio not too long ago.
Hey, Shayna, yeah,
I don't want anybody
to
be suing me.
Yeah, no, Shayna, hey, talk about that for a little bit. I know that it was discussed a little bit. You posted a picture. You were privyed recently about a month or so ago about you went in the studio and got to spend a little time with the guys, took some pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about it for us.
That was an awesome experience. So I was given the fantastic opportunity to visit Straight No Chaser in the studio. It was interesting to see the recording process. That was mostly what was going on. It was just like a normal day of recording, I guess. There weren't any special guests, so I didn't get to see any shenanigans going on amongst the guys and some other artists. But I did see them working on a song that may or may not be made in, make it into the album, and I do hope that it does because I love what they were recording. I just took a bunch of pictures, watched them in action, I haven't actually been in a recording studio before, so it was a very awesome experience for me personally since I love music and hope to be in a recording studio with my own a cappella group someday. It was a really awesome experience. I'll be doing a write-up on it in S&C Quarter Notes, so it should be coming out relatively soon, so keep your eye out for that. And the article will also feature some more photos that are less teaserish than the one that I posted. So it'll be, you'll actually get to see more than the backs of people's heads. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good article. So hopefully you guys can check that out when you get a chance, when it's out. So, yeah.
Awesome. And any idea on that release, the next issue of Quarter Notes there, Shayna?
Hopefully within
not to put,
a few weeks.
Not to put you under the gun or anything, but just inquiring minds want to know.
I know. I wanted to get it out. I wanted it to be out already, full disclosure. But with coming back to school, and I'm the business manager for my Acapulco group now, so we just went through auditions, and I was doing a lot of emailing and a lot of businessy type stuff. So hopefully in the next few weeks, that's the hope.
Very cool.
Just keep your eye out.
Hey, Tina.
Yes, Dave.
This is September, you know?
It is.
Yes, it's September. And because this is September, last month was August.
I feel where you're going with this, Dave.
You do? Well, guess what? Because it's been such a long time since we put out a S&C Fan Chat show, August, Chaser of the Month, Tina. Good, very good friend over in England, all the way across the pond, John Hunter. We always like to give a shout-out to our Chasers of the Month. Chaser of the Month. And so congratulations, John. Sorry we didn't get the shout-out to you a little bit sooner, but, you know, we're right there with you, and it's always good to have. You know what? Since I was the only guy Chaser of the Month up until last month, I feel like I'm in good company. Not that I don't like the present company of all the great-looking Chaser women Chaser of the Month, so, hey, glad you can help me out there, John.
Yes, congratulations, John. Very much deserved. Very much deserved.
Yes. And for those of you that don't know, John is also he also does the Chase. He's behind Chaser Nation. So if you've seen Chaser Nation on Facebook, or if you checked out the Chaser Nation website, which you should if you haven't, he is responsible for that. So great job to John for all, and thank you for all of your hard work in promoting you guys.
Yeah, great source of info, you know, pictures and stuff. Just a really, really good website.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, moving on. So, okay, we talked about August, so this month, September, and which I already said. And congratulations goes out to our very, very good friend, Cindy Musselman. Yay!
Yay!
Yay, Cindy!
Chaser of the Month for September.
Congratulations, Cindy.
And as you may or may not know, and I'm not really sure, I know there's a really, really, there's a real close tie between her and Tara Kellerman for seeing the most Straight No Chaser shows live.
I think it's probably Cindy.
It's got to be Cindy, but I'm not sure, I haven't heard which now. They've been going to a lot of shows this summer. Tara has and Cindy has, so I don't know who's got the lead now. So, but very, very good friend, very, very supportive fan of the guys, and just if you've never met Cindy, she is just a class act person. So, love you, Cindy.
And since we didn't get a chance to put out an episode for you guys in August, you may or may not have known that Straight No Chaser, in addition to recording their album, they also had a photo shoot for their album in New York City. They posted some teaser photos on Facebook, Twitter, and on their website. So if you haven't had a chance, you should definitely check that out. They look very dapper in their suits. And some of the behind-the-scenes photos were very interesting as well. DR, I'm looking at you. But it was... It was a very, very cool, it's very cool to see the behind-the-scenes photos and kind of seeing both sides of what it's like to be behind the camera and also to be in front of the camera. So definitely be sure to check out those photos, too.
Hey, Chase, there's just a personal thought before we close out this episode of S&C Fan Chat. A lot of you are really, really great friends of mine, and I... Lately, and I'm trying to be non-emotional about this because it hit home. My youngest son, Nick, many of you may or may not know, recently went in the Army. He's completed basic training and his schooling,
And I'm really proud of that. And been posting some notes and stuff. Some of you tape chasers actually got his mailing address and sent him notes. And by the way, he was really appreciative of that. He's not a big writer, and you know, I've already explained that to some of you. And, but he just graduated, and I got a lot of really, really nice compliments and just warm thoughts. And so I just want to say thank you. Laura and I really, really appreciate the love. So thank you. We've relayed the thoughts and well wishes to Nick. So he knows. He knows. So thank you very much. And that's all I'm going to say, because
aww,
I really don't want to say anymore.
Aww.
Aww. And cue the waterworks.
Cue the tears.
I really don't like to talk too much about personal stuff, because this is a show about Straight No Chaser. But, you know, this community of chasers, everybody is so, it's family. It's family.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much.
All right. Well, that's all we have for this episode of S&C Fan Chat Chasers. Tune in next time as we may or may not have a celebrity guest appearance. And until then, be calm and listen to Straight No Chaser. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
So Shayna, Kathy, Dave, and Tina ready to go. S&C Fan Chat, time for the show.